What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, oh my God, I'm back again. Yeah, that's right. Went saw the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere and had a fantastic time. If you ever get a chance to go to the Sphere, you should do it because it is a fantastic venue. Hands down, one of the best venues I've ever been to in my life. So for sure, get out there if you can for any type of show. It doesn't have to be the Backstreet Boys, but highly suggest you see that show if you're a fan. But anyways, not a lot happened while I was out last week because it was the All-Star break. So we do have the Top 10 MLB Power Rankings this week, but not a lot of changes and not a lot going on because they all pretty much just played over the weekend, and that's it. But we do have one team that has just been on fire that we really haven't discussed much this season, and we will be talking about them. But for the most part, this is the usual suspects. But we do have a new number one this week, and that is the Milwaukee Brewers, 62-37 on the season. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. And this past weekend, they swept the Miami Marlins, and they have just been on fire. William Contreras, he had a game-winning home run over the weekend, basically to seal the sweep of the Marlins over the weekend. But throughout the season, he has just been money. He's batting .280 with 10 home runs, 57 RBI, and this Brewers team has just been mowing him down with the pitching as well. Unfortunately, they did get some bad news. I think it was actually right as I went on vacation, but their starting pitcher, Kyle Harrison, he has an injury, and so he's going to be out, which sucks because he has been huge right there behind Mizorowski. So we'll see if that actually affects any type of moves that they end up making maybe during the trade deadline, or if they just kind of work it out and hope for the best with the Kyle Harrison injury. It's not anything where he's going to be out for the entire season, but it's definitely a big arm that you're going to be missing for quite some time here. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Chicago Cubs, overall record of 56-43. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games, and they are right on that ass of the Brewers. I mean, the Brewers are dominating the division for sure, but the Cubs, they just keep moving. And I kind of feel like they're just a team you really cannot count out, and you really cannot overlook. And I mean, they're really getting it done. And then over the weekend, they took the series over the Minnesota Twins and got a great production in, I think it was Sunday's game. Imanaga pitched a gem. Nico Horner had a huge game. And, I mean, they just slaughtered the Twins for the most part. It was a huge, huge win for the Cubs. And, you know, PCA, he has been something else. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens for the second half of the season because, I mean, his numbers are huge. And if this Cubs team keeps it moving, he keeps it moving, we could be potentially talking about MVP with this guy. So we'll see what happens there with the Cubs, but they are definitely on the upside of things right now. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Los Angeles Dodgers, overall record of 63-37. They are 4-6 in their last 10 games, and that's really why they have slumped in this, even though they took the series over the Yankees over the weekend. But I mean, 4-6, that's just not, that's not doing it right now. And, you know, the Brewers and the Cubs are playing better baseball at this current point in time. And then, of course, right now, Ohtani's actually nursing a left knee injury. Now, he's not out of the lineup when it comes to batting, but they have taken him out of the starting pitching lineup right now. The starting pitching rotation, just for the time being. They haven't said how long. It's indefinite at this point, but he is suffering through a left knee injury. That it actually looked like he kind of, not re-aggravated it, but it didn't look like, you know, he was running for first base last night and kind of winced as he stomped down on his left knee, and it just didn't really look good. But, I mean, he's still playing through it. But definitely takes a little bit of the wind out of the sails for the pitching. But then again, you've got Yamamoto, who just actually pitched a complete game yesterday. So, I mean, they're still doing great things. It's just they're slumping, and we'll just call it Dodger slumping, which means they're not really in a slump, but they're kind of, they're in their Dodger slump because they usually win, and I expect them to get right back at it after this. It's just nice to see them not at number one for once this week. Then at number four on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Philadelphia Phillies, overall record of 55-45. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past weekend, they lost a series to the New York Mets, and it's actually their first home series they have lost since the month of May. So that just kind of goes to show you right there how hot and how well this team has been playing all season, but most notably at home. But hey, I mean, they did lose to their division rivals. You definitely don't want to do that, but it's not like the Mets are really going to creep up on them. I don't expect the Mets to have some big major turnaround in the second half, but you don't want to lose like that, especially when you've got the Atlanta Braves in the division. And even though the Braves kind of slumping themselves as well, you still can't count them out as either because they're still tops in the division. But the Phillies, they are a strong team. I expect them to play some great baseball down the stretch here. And like I said, losing their first home series since May, that's a pretty big deal. That just goes to show you they've been playing very solid and very consistent baseball all season long. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Tampa Bay Rays. Overall record of 56-42. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they got swept by the Boston Red Sox. And even so, they still have the division lead. They're still the best team in the American League, and they're still holding it down. So, you know, they've got a lot of talent. They've been getting it done in a lot of different ways, offensively, defensively, and with their pitching. I mean, their starting pitching rotation is one of the tops in the league, and they're just getting a lot of production from a lot of their guys in the batting order as well. So even though they got swept by the Red Sox this weekend, you know, they're still hanging on to the division lead. And still barely hanging on, but they're still hanging on. And I expect them to probably continue to at least be in the mix for that division all the way to the bitter end. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Chicago White Sox. Overall record of 52-46. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Toronto Blue Jays. And Sean Burke pitched a gem against the Blue Jays. He actually, no earned runs on him in this game. So it was a beautiful game from him. And he's actually just had a great season overall with 7 wins now on the season and 120 strikeouts, which leads the Chicago White Sox in that category. But I mean, this team is just looking really solid. It's going to be interesting to see if they're able to continue it through the second half of the season, but this is a good start and it doesn't look like they've fallen off just yet. And they're getting a lot of production from their young guys. And like I said, now that they've got Murakami back from injury, you got to look out for this White Sox team, and they're in a very shaky division where they could easily take the division, but then you can never overlook the Guardians. So I kind of feel like they're going to be in the mix for this division all the way down the stretch. Then at number seven on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that is back. They dropped out during the last MLB power rankings 2 weeks ago, but they are now back. It's the New York Yankees. Overall record of 55-44. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they also got some bad news. Looks like Aaron Judge is still out. They still don't know when he's coming back. You know, he just had some diagnostic testing done, and it still looks like he's still nursing an injury, and there's a good possibility he's going to miss the rest of the regular season, which is not good for the Yankees because their offense has been extremely shaky. Heading into the All-Star break, they were shaky, and then just over the weekend, they were shaky as well. Got to say, their relief pitching has not been good as well. They've been giving up in last night's game, or I know they had a doubleheader yesterday, so it might have been both games. I can't remember which one it was. But in definitely one of the games, the relief pitcher completely blew it and basically was the reason why they lost in that one. And then, of course, their defense has really, it wasn't too bad to start the season, but their defense has really just been falling off. Kind of feels like each and every game, and they're just not getting better on the defensive side of the ball, and it just kind of feels like not a lot is working in their favor, even though they are in second place in their division. I mean, they're right there behind the Tampa Bay Rays. So they do have a lot of talent to keep it moving, but it just kind of feels like offensively they're very shaky and they just don't need that. They are getting some nice production out of Jazz Chisholm right now, but is that going to last? Is that going to last throughout the entire season? And it just kind of feels like they really need Aaron Judge back. They also need Max Fried back as well. You know, he's been out for a couple of months with his injury. And while the Yankees have one of the best starting pitching rotations in the league, even without Fried, there have been a few games where they really need Fried. And like I mentioned, their relief pitching is not good. As a matter of fact, it's kind of weird to me. I'm not really hearing a lot of talk about the Yankees even going after relief pitchers up until the trade deadline. And I'm looking at it like, y'all definitely need some help because beyond your closer, a lot of their relief pitchers are getting blown up and giving up late runs in like the eighth inning when you're just like, oh my God, you're just blowing it. And it's just not good. So we'll see what happens with them down the stretch. I do expect them to still be competitive because they do have one of the top starting pitching rotations in the league. And they are capable of getting a lot of offense from different guys. It's just this Aaron Judge injury seems to be taking a lot of the wind out of their sails right now. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the hottest team in the league right now, the Boston Red Sox. Overall record of 50-48, and they are currently on a 13-game winning streak. So it's lucky number 13 for them. This past weekend, they swept the Tampa Bay Rays. Contreras had 4 home runs over the weekend. Abreu has been just knocking them out of the park. Rafael has been getting on base. And then they've been getting great production out of Sonny Gray even before this winning streak. Sonny Gray's been the most consistent dude on the Boston Red Sox team. He's got 12 wins on the season with a 2.48 ERA and 90 strikeouts. But this Red Sox team has really turned it around. They went from basically one of the worst teams in the league. I mean, they fired their manager, like a month or two ago. And they really weren't looking good at all. And then all of a sudden, right before the All-Star break, they really started to get going offensively. They're starting pitching, starting to put it together. I don't know how long it's going to last, but they do have a lot of talent. And now the Yankees might want to be worried because if the Red Sox actually start to get hot, they might start to lose their place. And it might be a 3-team battle in this division. Hell, you can't count out the Blue Jays either. But right now, I would say, you know, the Red Sox look like they might be closing in on making this a 3-team battle between them and the Rays and the Yankees for the division. But right now, the Red Sox are the hottest team in the league. And they are on win number 13 right now and keeping it moving and getting it done in many different ways. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Arizona Diamondbacks, overall record of 51-48. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the St. Louis Cardinals and actually mounted a 7-run comeback and ended up winning in the 10th inning against the Cardinals over the weekend. So this is just another team. They've got a lot of talent, but they are battling through a lot of injuries. It kind of feels like they lose a guy to injury, and then another one comes back, and then once another one comes back, they lose another one to injury. So they've been battling the injury bug, and they've been a very streaky team this year, but they've pretty much been in it all season in the National League. And this is really a team that's been known to make second half runs and just magically make the playoffs, and then all of a sudden they're just knocking everybody out of the playoffs. So this is a team you really don't want to see get going, and they are getting going right now to start the second half of the season. We'll see if they're able to keep pace with the Dodgers. Kind of doubt it, but you never know. But the Padres are not playing that well, so now the Diamondbacks kind of look like they are the second-best team in the National League West at this point. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, a team that also fell out but now has made their way back is the Atlanta Braves. Overall record of 57-41. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Texas Rangers. And Drake Baldwin has come back with a force since he came back on the injury list. Actually, over the weekend, he had a 5-hit game with the Texas Rangers. And he had 2 home runs in that 5-hit game. He has just been going off. So, you know, good on the Braves for getting some offensive production from him. And then, of course, Chris Sale has been one of the most consistent pitchers all year, and we're really not talking about him, which is very shocking. I mean, he's got Cy Young numbers basically on the season. He's got 10 wins on the season with a 2.06 ERA. It's basically him and Mizorowski are fighting back and forth with the not only the ERA but the strikeouts as well. Sale's got 123 strikeouts on the season, and he's just been one of the most solid, consistent pitchers on the season. But you really aren't hearing them talk about him for the Cy Young Award because, you know, Christopher Sanchez has been having such a phenomenal year. And then, of course, Mizorowski's having such a phenomenal year. But Chris Sale, he is right up there, and he's really been the driving force for this Braves team, even though they've been slumping. Every time he comes up on the mound, they're usually getting a win when he comes out because nobody can score on this dude. But like I said, they're getting a lot of offensive protection out of Baldwin, and we'll see what happens with the Braves. It kind of feels like this is a team that could turn it around in the second half, but they really got to watch out for those Philadelphia Phillies because the Phillies are right on that ass, and I actually honestly expect the Philadelphia Phillies to take over this division in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see how that goes, but that's the top 10 this week. So enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.